It's been a slow rollout to the legal marijuana business in Massachusetts. It will likely be many months before people can legally purchase pot in the largest city in western Massachusetts. During a series of special meetings scheduled this week, Springfield City Councilors will try to write the rules governing marijuana retailers, cultivators, and processors who may want to operate in the city. The key decisions to be made include in what areas of the city will which types of marijuana businesses be allowed, how big a buffer zone will be required between pot shops and schools or residences, will there be a cap on the number of marijuana retailers, how about the proximity of one pot business to another. City Council President Orlando Ramos said the goal is to sort everything out and take a final vote on the adult use marijuana rules on September 25th.
If all goes as planned, then there will not be a need to extend the moratorium that's in place.
Earlier this year, the council approved a moratorium on marijuana businesses in Springfield, which expires at the end of September. The suburban towns around Springfield have all banned pot shops. Retail marijuana stores had been expected to begin opening in Massachusetts on July 1st, but none have so far. The Cannabis Control Commission has approved several provisional licenses and took a key step last week by authorizing two independent testing labs to open. The Holyoke City Council has approved special permits for three retail marijuana businesses. The City of Chicopee is reviewing five applications to open pot shops. Ramos said he does not believe Springfield is lagging behind when it comes to allowing adults to legally purchase marijuana.
Not at all. I think we're right on track. One of the challenges of the city of Springfield is, you know, the fact that we're the third largest city in the Commonwealth, fourth largest city in New England, and so we don't have the benefit of towns like smaller communities like Chicopee and Holyoke to be able to do this in their time frame. It's a little bit more complex when you talk about a city this size.
Earlier this month, Ramos announced the creation of a committee on marijuana regulations. Its three members, along with Ramos, took a fact-finding trip to Colorado to learn about the implementation of legal marijuana businesses there. Councilor Justin Hurst, who chairs the new committee, said if done right, the marijuana industry could be a big source of revenue for the city.
You can either embrace recreational marijuana, or you can be very conservative when it comes to implementation. And I think, you know, when we looked at Denver, one of the things that they did well was that they embraced recreational marijuana, and I'm hopeful that we'll do the same here.
Under the state's voter-approved adult-use marijuana law, municipalities can collect a tax up to 3% on marijuana sales. In addition, there can be a 3% fee in host community agreements with marijuana retailers to cover costs such as extra police protection. The state's cannabis regulators have cited anecdotal evidence that some municipalities have made excessive financial demands on companies that want to open marijuana businesses and said this is further delaying the already slow rollout of legal marijuana. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.